microphone master. The most innovative, understated, but others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to the home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
A level they not at. I spit in the matrix. These niggas is throwbacks. I'm the commodity. So much robbery. So much crap. Rap owes me an apology. I'm high price, cause I'm nice on the mic device. Liquid junkies is a go. Roll the dice. Me and Babs paid the price. This hip hop is the essence of our very lives. Passport stamps, long flights. Thousands of shows, long nights. Belts been won, accolades handed to me. I persevere and maintain to do my duty, and that's to reach the unruly. Otherwise known as the hip hop community. I'm authentic, stamped with a special brand. My mom's did it, she really had a special man.
We keep it tight and do it right, we come up. We keep it tight, keep it tight. We keep it tight and do it right, we come up, then we toast.
Demonstrate with ill words, pharmaceutical rhymes, man the pills served. Hit your brain, then attack your lungs. All up in your chest, liquid junkie funk. Make your heart pound through your chest. Make your heart jump out of a bulletproof vest. Cardiac arrest, I apprehend the game. I mash down La Brea and paste up my name. Defarad, loud and clear, proud with bitch. January 1st, I'll be around this year. LJs throw it up like JBs. A new era of this West West, we came with heat. Paper soldiers fly away when the wind blows. Real soldiers stay around while their kids grow. So it's royalty, built on loyalty. Liquid junkies is here, act accordingly.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and I have Star Saxon and Blaze Rock with me. What's going on, fellas?
Keeping the gangster 100.
And we got Star Saxons playing Hurt right now, so we respect the gangsta, as they say. So,
man, daycare, dude. Fucking Vectors got me fucking sick with the daycare of my kid.
So real quick, so since with Father's Day still kind of in the rearview mirror, so to speak, just wanted to get your thoughts on what it means for you guys to be fathers. As you, when you're thinking of it, I know Blaze and Star Saxon, I consider you both to be, you know, great fathers. So what does fatherhood mean to y'all?
I'll go first, man. Fatherhood, man, it's an opportunity, whether you have a son or a daughter, to establish or perpetuate the foundation. What are the critical ideas you want to convey to this little motherfucker? What do you want them to be when they grow up? How headstrong do you want them to be? Do you want them to be followers if you know that they just got that fucking disposition and they ain't really going to be leading? Or do you want them to be leaders and just crush the motherfuckers next to them? Fatherhood is just fucking unlimited potential for the future. And a lot of fun at that.
I like that. I mean, Blaze Rock?
Yo, that's really, really, really dope. Like, I'm impressed. I mean, like, on some level, I listened to that and I was like, wow. I felt like stepping up and having a few kids and all that, like, right on deck. Like, damn, you can do all that? Like, yeah, and you know, and then in the background of my mind, it's like, yeah, you get to be an unlimited bank. You get to have unlimited credit that you don't really have. You get to have shitty hours, so you're like always on. You're always on call and you're always working. Even when you're sick because of them, you still have to work and you still have to work and you still have to do everything for them. You become multiple tasks. You have multiple jobs like a Jamaican. You become a taxi driver. You a magic chef. You a doctor or a nurse. You're all these things at the same time all the time, and there's no break. There's no off day, and it is. Then as they start getting older, they get, you know, the mid teenage area. Then they like, fuck you, son. I don't need you. I can do this all by myself. While consistently having a hands out, need you to do everything for them anyway. But ultimately, it's a rewarding, redeeming learning process, a continual, perpetual learning process, and it, you know, it tests every fiber of you in order to be able to say that you've done a good job. So it's magic.
I like that. It's one of the things that it's. I think it might have been Blaze when we were expecting our youngest. And he said that we're talking about the different personalities, because we all have multiple children now. And when you look at the how one child is one way, maybe an introvert and the other one is extroverted, or all those things, and how you have to take a different tack with one than you do the other, and you know how to push their buttons and really how to motivate them and all that. So it's rewarding, it's challenging and all that. And so I think you guys, both of you guys, said it appropriately. So I don't think I can add anything else on to it, but I really commend you. And if Rich Nix was on right now, I'd tell him the same thing. It's funny because when you see, I remember Star Saxon and I remember Rich Nix when we didn't have any children, and then having children and seeing us embrace those father roles, I think that makes me smile, and it makes me proud of all of us to be able to do that. So we got a great guest on this episode with Cold 187 them, and with Cold 187 them, we gonna get into a couple of joints real quick. So let's see. The next conversation that you hear, the next voice you hear, is going to be Cold 187. And we're going to break that into two segments. So we got Bishop Lamont featuring Rich Kid. It's called Mutiny. We got Ghost the MC. It's called Death the Kid. And we got Slim. It's called Victim. So we got Bishop Lamont, Rich Kid. We got Ghost the MC, Death the Kid. And we got Slim, Victim. And after this, you're going to hear the first of the two-part conversation with Cold 187. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on Dubs.com.
This is mutiny, pay no mind to scrutiny. Who is he, the bearer of truth? It's in your view to see. I'm the rebel, but are you out of the devil? If there is really a devil, then we got a score to settle. It's real. And there's a million motherfuckers out there who really feel how I feel. I don't mess with the system, they got all of us twisted. They want us all in the prison, we standing in the union. The end of days are looming, yeah, yeah. We still getting bread like communion, yeah, yeah. Reppin' from the womb to the tomb, it's the brother from the field, in a house full of queens.
Yeah, they shucking and jiving, ass kissing some white men, selling out their own people cause they wanna be like
and them. Like,
hate your own color, probably wish she had white skin. For my sisters and my brothers, gotta keep on fighting.
Yeah, like
a brand
that.
New world, same old problems with a government that's ran by the same folks who caused it. Who me, I'm Mr. Smarty, here to put a damper on your party. Political, spiritual, lyrical, a house jam. Modern Robin Harris, I don't kid and play, man. Yes, this is for the black, so house niggas scram. Aborigine, yes, you all after me. And yes, once you know the truth, they'll all come after me. Like J. Edgar Hoover, yeah, and come to do ya. Like Fred Hampton and Mark Clark, let's start on a journey like never-ending story. Fighting against the nothing like these dummies keep on bussing. These kids getting fat, they don't go to P.E. These kids getting whack, they don't know about P.E. Fear of a black planet and a black president. Fear of each other and it don't make sense.
We standing in a union, the end of days are looming. Yeah, yeah, we still getting bread like communion. Yeah, yeah. Reppin' from the womb to the tomb, it's the brother from the field in a house full of queens.
Yeah, they shuckin' and jivin', ass kissin' some white men, selling out their own people cause they wanna be like
and it's them. Like,
hate your own color, probably wish she had white skin. For my sisters and my brothers, gotta keep on fighting.
Okay, like forgive that. Me for my lateness, forgive me for my frankness. Fuck every Negro that took pics of themselves plankin'. For heaven's sakes, man, you don't see Jews playin' in ovens or Chinese on train tracks mocking they own suffering. Boy, we got it twisted. Need I get specific, swear you love your mother, but only dating other than any black woman. Yeah, yeah, I know, man. Yeah, yeah, I know, man. Black women too strong, too many did you wrong. That's funny, they sing the same song. You like them white girls, I like them white girls, especially the ones naive to our world. We runs them white bitches, run game on white bitches, but can't run that same lame game on no sisters. Whatever, childish niggas, you know I'm talking realness. I told y'all grow up, now your kids is fucked up.
We standing in a union, the end of days are looming. Yeah, yeah, we still getting bread like communion. Yeah, yeah. Reppin' from the womb to the tomb, it's the brother from the field in a house full of queens.
Yeah, they shuckin' and jivin', ass kissin' some white men, selling out their own people cause they wanna be like
and it's them. Like,
hate your own color, probably wish she had white skin. For my sisters and my brothers, gotta keep on fighting.
It's like the last to get high and the first to get fired. Yeah, we struggle and we tired, but we'll never go quiet. We'll never be compliant with the laws of these lies. Endure their abuse, fuck the right to remain silent. It's almost 92 again, I feel another riot. The world's about to change, ain't no way you can deny it. Oh damn, I'm talking smart again. There goes my record sales, all my radio spins and any Grammy wins. But I don't give a shit, that's not why I spit. I serve a higher purpose, I provide a service like pest control to get rid of the rats and serpents. I might look like a rapper, but that's just the surface. Beneath the skin, behind these eyes, sits the soul of a king with a preacher's mind. On a mission with a vision from the great divine. A destiny of freedom, yours and mine. Come on.
We standing in a union, the end of days are looming. Yeah, yeah. We still getting bread like communion. Yeah, yeah. Reppin' from the womb to the tomb, it's the brother from the field in a house full of queens.
Yeah, they shuckin' and jivin', ass kissin' some white men, selling out their own people cause they wanna be like
and
them.
Like,
they hate your own color, probably wish she had white skin. For my sisters and my brothers, gotta keep on fighting.
It's like that.
I said, Lord have mercy, a lie goes up on my fingers tip. tip the waiter $1,000 because he needs it. Please, if I pop my collar, then I'm a G6. Lightning in my palm, these so-called psychics couldn't read shit. These hoes need rich, and I don't mean paper. Slam the door when they storm out, that's a screensaver like a loadout. I go back to the PC later, I'm richer than Sun Appliance. The process of alignment betwixt and between the present and the triumph. My former dogs were puppets, cause I could see they wires. The metal must be tempered, we riding through the fire. Flowers that grow from brick lay defenders from the pipers. Piranhas roaming packs, so if it seems they holding back, chances are they just plotting a full-scale attack. What I'm speaking is timeless, I received in my mind. Quick, my first fall with my future, I would take it back. It's just eons behind us. I see for the blind and I think for the mindless. The sheath for the kind, but the blade for the pious. Fuck a hook, this ain't the hook, this is justice reminder. This is justice reminded. Angels on both shoulders, but the devil's still inside. Some for whom the bell tolls, bridging money with the chime, pleading to the bone. I'm sorry, it's just your time. A galloping black Porsche, you see the hooves up in the sky. Glide, protection in the truck, buckle for the ride. With the man who is the perfect balance, light and dark combined. You can see it in my eyes, but you can't even see my eyes. Never has a soul so black ever been this bright. So your boy sipping death in the flask, I look it in the eye the same day I've accepted my past. I can't forgive myself, confession, I've murdered in mass. Rest in politics to whoever the bomb took. I got in this Vietnam look, I shouldn't be here, but I am. Image of a piece of God praying to a man. I pray to what I've never seen, made pray by what I can. And ask Lord why in every dream the pistol jam. Switch to man, it's a scam, get the gab. Silver tongue but iron hand, just refuse to put it down. But I put it down, it's a fad, easy to stand tall when you not in danger. Till the body double like a doppelganger. Not a stranger, shock and anger. To die, I mean we live. X text me that we tried. Able body, able mind. But a saint ain't stable fine. In the matrix, you seem real. With a snake up in my spine. Sin engraved up in our lives. But for greatness, we should strive.
The shadow, there is light. Yes, justice need the crime. Yin and yang is inside us. If we capable of blight, then we capable of flight. Yes, fuck a hook, this ain't the hook. This is justice reminder. This is justice reminded. Angels on both shoulders, but the devil's still inside. Some for whom the bell tolls, bridging money with the chime. I'm pleading to the bone, I'm sorry, it's just your time. A galloping black Porsche, you see the hubs up in the sky. Glide, protection in the trunk, buckle for the ride. With the man who is the perfect balance, light and dark combined. You can see it in my eyes, but you can't even see my eyes. Never has a soul so black ever been this bright.
Yo, this is Judgment of the Society of Invisibles, giving a big shout out to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Yo, this is where all the bangs are. You know what I mean?
Look, all my niggas are militants. Send me pillages and villages. Send me the signs. I'm stealing and killing them niggas. I hit you with the fist of Dillinger. Clean up the wounds with vinegar hose. I open quicker than dogs of the foes. I'm finishing though. I'm like the cops ripping ligaments and those in resistance. And if you snitching, get your bitch in a ditch. And at my kitchen, I was pulling, I'm pippin'. I'm on that bullshit like Pippin. I murder every single witness, get prison. I hit retract in his head, I'm automatically ripping. I slid a Texas children, seen a bunch of niggas, I'm sicker than. My dad committing crimes, quickly learning, look the other way. This dude who used to ride my bus, he killed a man the other day. Sippin' pippin', trippin' till a nigga lifted his fuck. Use the phone, book the plug up all the niggas, I'm flippin'. So if you listen, better pray you not the victim, I'm picking. Slim chance, nigga.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. This is something where I might geek out and go fan on it real quick on this one, because this gentleman was a part of at least three of the albums that I hold in high regard. His name is Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cole 187, you know, Above the Law, you know, all that stuff, man. How are you doing, man?
Man, I'm great. I'm blessed, man, you know. Hey, trying to stand 10 toes down, trying to stay strong. What's good, world?
Man, there's a lot of stuff I want to cover with you, but there's something that I want to dive right into. So I was on your Instagram, which is,
okay.
And you know where I'm going with this. So I was Instagram, The Real Cole 187. I'm on Instagram, and I was looking through, and I said, man, this man right here has all these beautiful, beautiful black women on his Instagram. Tell me about that. Where are you finding all these beautiful women that you're putting on your Instagram timeline?
Well, sometimes I get them from photographers. Sometimes I scout the women online and stuff like that, and I do my pics of the day. It just depends on, in the pics of the weeks and the different type of flavors, you know. But the concept of rockboyhoneys.com, or rockboyhoneys, the whole brand, is, you know, every different type of flavor of every different kind of lady, you know, is a rockboy honey. You know, honeys come in all kind of flavors. That's why you see me with the fit chicks. That's why you see me with the badunky dunk hump day girls. You see me with the show girls. You see me with the bikini girls, fun in the sun. You see me with the big girls.
Yeah.
You know, and you see me with the more like classy, you know, sexy Sunday girls, you know, with the nice dresses on and all that, all different flavors. And that's the concept of Rockboy Honeys, you know, honeys coming all flavors. I didn't want to do a pinup situation where it's like a one-trick pony type thing with the Rockboy Honeys. And that's really what it's all about. We actually trying to launch the whole brand in October this year.
Okay.
And, you know, roll with like a calendar launch and, you know, and then from there, start dropping the magazines. It's actually on, it's five different types of magazines. It's Rockboy Honey Sports. Which is more like the Honey Sports Illustrated, you know, it's like more like the Sports Illustrated Bikini Girls, and it's Rockboy Honey Show Girls, and it's Curvy Divas, which is Rockboy Honey Curvy Divas, which is for the, you know, plus size girls, BBWs as they say now.
Yes, sir.
Then you got Rockboy Honey Fit Club, and then you got Glam, which is for hair and makeup, and then you got Boss Lady, which is dedicated to all business women. You know, and those are all the brands of magazines that we're putting out up under the Rockboy Honey brand. So,
well, if you need somebody to do interviews, you know, I'll bite the bullet and do some interviews with these lovely women. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
You know.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's definitely gonna be a good time. It's definitely gonna be for everybody on an urban, you know, on an urban level. I wanted to start an urban company, an urban publishing company. Publication that didn't just cater to one type of female, it didn't just cater to one race, one size, you know, one type of model, you know.
Okay. So you mentioned something I want to touch base a little bit. You mentioned kind of branching out into your own business and just being an entrepreneur in that way. You have Best World, and you've been in the game for a while. So when you talk about establishing businesses outside of music, what type of, if you can talk on any that you have that have successfully launched or that you're looking to launch, obviously you mentioned with the magazine type of thing, how do you try to keep your portfolio, you know, diverse, and how do you just try to keep yourself fresh?
Well, me, I only try to, you know, to be honest with you, only try to venture in things that are entertainment, you know, because I'm a creative person at all levels. You know, I'm into music, fashion, the show, bringing the news, bringing the noise, that kind of thing. So if a business has that type of sizzle to it, that's what I kind of primarily invest into. I think my next step I'm going to go into is more like clubs, bars, hotels, resorts, that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then interior design.
Oh,
so anything that has anything to do with show, And that type of thing, and entertainment is my thing, because I can be creative through all those aspects. I can still use my creative juices. I think that's what you have to do. You know, like when I'm going to venture into more of the restaurants and the clubs and the resorts and the day spas and all those kind of things, I'm going to try to be really creative with it and bring something different. I think that's what's good about a lot of us in hip hop, that we were fortunate enough to be able to do different things and branch out, but still be creative. So that gives it kind of a sizzle, you know. Okay. So versus someone that just learned it from the spec. Oh yeah, I want to do this like this. You know, it's always a twist. It's always some sizzle to it when it comes from a hip hop artist.
Okay.
You know, so that's really what my focus ends up being. You know, and I'm gonna start getting into more and more things, doing executive as far as like film, sports management, things of that nature, you know. But not really anything out of the realm of entertainment because I love it, and I think that's where my juices flow more.
Okay, I like that. So we're sitting here with Big Hutch on Microphone Masters Radio Show on DuffCNN.com. I want to, before I talk about what you have going on now, I know you have the different business ventures going on. We're going to touch about what's going on musically now. I want to take a little bit of a half step back. I can remember walking into a Sam Goody, so I'm going to take you back a little bit. And walking in the store, and I looked on the shelf and I said, what's this? It was Living Like Hustlers. And I
1990.
Yes, sir. And I remember seeing the video. It may have been the day or two before on your MTV Raps, and I thought,
Murder Raps.
This kind of fresh right here. And buying it and saying, this is amazing. Take me into that time in terms of when you were making that project. Did you know that it was going to have such reverberations when you made that the Living Like Hustlers project?
Well, no, because me and Cap G, when we done, rest in peace, Cap G, when me and Cap G done, we put together a Murder Rap, we just thought it was going to be, when we did the demo, we just thought it was going to be really a hardcore record that was going to hit the kids, real hard on a hardcore level. We didn't even really think, we thought it was one of our core records. We didn't really even think it was going to blow like that for a single is concerned. I mean, that lyrically, it was stupid. But, we didn't think like that, And I would say when it hit so hard and it hit so quick, the process of it seemed like it was overnight, but actually, we cut the demo in late 88, early 89.
Yeah.
And then me and Dre actually took all the Living Like Hustlers demo, and then we re-recorded it all over. I bought all my breaks in. I bought all my crates in, and we re-recorded everything, because at that time we were doing everything on the 16 track, and me and Dre bumped it up to the 24 track.
Yeah.
So the Living Like Hustlers record, when that came out, man, it was crazy. And the demo, people say the demo is better than the record, but look how dope the record is.
I
beg to differ, but it was an interesting time. Like, I think back then, we were really young and we really put ourselves on the record, because we could, at Ruthless Records, we were able to do that. So, it definitely was a timeless time, far as, being able to do that now. If you look at the music industry, even when you look at hip hop, things are just so, preconceived. Back then, we didn't have a clue. I mean, it wasn't Facebook and Twitter or none of that stuff that could tell you if it was going to be like
that. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I couldn't gauge how big it was going to be. I couldn't, of course, with the music on loud and it bumping, we felt the same like we hope you would feel, but basically, we just some young kids making music and happy to being able to do something legal, so.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. The thing, and I remember, and I know I'm kind of, I know you've had a million and one interviews like this. I want to take a little bit of a different spin on it when you're kind of looking back on various projects. I can remember which one is the one where I want to say, I think it was Black Mafia Life, where it was the Vocally Pimpin' EP. It took me a little bit to get used to the Vocally Pimpin' EP. It was a little different. And then when Black Mafia Life came, that was just awesome. Wow. This is an amazingly put together album. As a producer, as you're going through, when you're and you are, everything is on your shoulders to create the musical soundscapes. How do you do that to stay fresh and to not be stale? What's that process like for you? Where do you find your motivation?
I think for me, and being fortunate enough to have the opportunity to do what the hell I wanted to do, I just go back to one. You know what I mean? Like I go back to when I never made records, and then I make the next record.
Okay.
Because I think that keeps you fresh. Like, in the beginning, think about it. You have no ego. You have no bar to reach. Everything is raw. So now technically what I focus on is I apply the things that I learned along the way to make things just sonically that much better, you know. But the creative part of it, I go back to one. You know, I go back to the hood, the block, the dope spot, or the trap spot, as they say now. You know what I mean? And I just make that record. I just try to find myself and make that record. You know, like as if it was 1988 all over again, you know. And when Black Mafia came out, that's what we done. The only difference, I think, with Black Mafia Life from Living Like Hustlers was, is that that's like the birth of G-Funk. Yeah. And, you know, we were trying to separate ourselves from the pack at that time. You know, for we wanted to be really, you know, an iconic group, you know, as far as the sound. We wanted to make a sound that totally was ours. We didn't want to do, we wanted to straight go left. We were already doing things a little bit different because the way we talked about things, but we still were kind of on the same vein of the NWA, but just a little funky, you know, with it, twist with it. And then we just went all the way over the deep end with the funk when Black Mafia Life came. Yeah. You know, we put that with, you know, gangsta rap, and then that was the birth of G-Funk. And that record was recorded at the same time Niggas for Life was recorded. So, you know, it was us separating ourselves from the pack and really doing something really different, you know. But it still was like we always go back to one, just like, let's just go back and zone out. You know, we call it blacking out. You know, just black out and make the record. Right. You know what I'm saying? You don't really think about, oh, yeah, our last record was charting this. And, okay, well, that's over with. You know, right now we got to play. You know, when you're a hustler, that's like anything. When you're a hustler, you know, what's the hustle today? You don't think about what you came up off yesterday. It's what the hustle is today. You know, it's everything starts back to one, you know?
Yeah. The Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com with the one and only Big Hutch, Code 187. When that was around that time when you recorded, as I mentioned, you got at least 3 to 4 that are in my way up there for me, mm-hmm. which is the Cocaine album, which was Funk Upon the Rhyme. That album, mm-hmm. I think you mentioned Black Mafia Life taking a really a good encapsulation of really the start of G-Funk, but I really think that Funk Upon the Rhyme was just was wonderfully executed.
Yeah, and see, that's the, and see, Funk Upon a Rhyme is more of the, how can I say, it's kind of like the turbo of G-Funk, you know what I'm saying? Okay. It's like if you created the 9/11, which was Black Mafia Life, and then we did Funk Upon a Rhyme, and that's the 9/11 turbo,
you know what I'm saying?
That's got everything on it, you know what I mean, far as, you know, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning of all, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
and that's the thing, that's like the full-blown version, because, you know, the thing that was always great about Cocaine always was very abstract. You know, his first album, he couldn't call himself Cocaine, it was called Who Am I, which I produced, which was on Rufus Epic,
right.
Which is a very funky record that people should probably go back and check. He had a hit record on the Nickel Slick Nigga, which was on the Deep Cover soundtrack,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that was on a record called Who Am I. Epic wouldn't let him call himself Cocaine. So when we done Funk Upon a Rhyme and we were able to go full blown with the name and everything, we really got way to the left, but real right on time, you know what I mean? Okay. You know, they say 6 o'clock. You know, 6 o'clock, you know, everybody wanted to be at 6 o'clock. We was like on 5:55 and it was perfect timing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had him on the show a few weeks ago, and so we were talking about that project, and he had nothing but glowing things to say about you and your involvement and everything.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit when it comes to that G-Funk era. We all know about the whole thing with Dre and all that stuff, and in the circles with my friends, we often talk about how you are never fully credited for the impact that you had on that sound. Oftentimes when you talk about whether it's in technology or whether it's in cars, the first to market is never fully credited with how they should be. It's always, sometimes it's the next person because for whatever reason, they might have more marketing behind them or whatever. Does that ever upset you? And not upset you, but does it ever scratch your head a little bit?
No, not really. I mean, because what you're talking about, see, what we're talking about, see what everyone misses, you know, when I speak upon it, is that if I created something that the world thought was so genius and wonderful, hey, well, I did something great for the world. I gave somebody an idea that was a great idea that moved everybody. Well, that's the part about being a creative person and being an artist. I feel honored to be able to do that. You know, the discrepancy only comes with hip hop is when the popular guy gets all the credit and people fail to research actually where the origin of the particular sound comes from. And that's a lot to do with us. And that's a lot to do with us letting people in the hip hop tell our story when we should be telling our own story. You know what I mean? So it's not a fault on the guy who did it, because, you know, we all were making records together and we all influenced each other. A little bit of things that I do is like Dre, a little bit of things that he does is like me.
Yeah, this is Radio Station KMG. And whenever you want to hear some funky shit, put your dial on 187. Now some new music by some homeboys out of South Central. Here's ATL and they call this one Living Like Hustlers.
Let me start it off, because I'm a player. Fade into part two, I'm the number one whole layer Mac. A player and a pimp. Something much stronger than your average drink. Now quote me if I'm wrong, I'm like moonshine. Take a sip of my rhyme and I take over your mind. Because I don't think like the average thinker. Call me the night stalker or your neighborhood head shrinker. 187 is like a makeup lab. I can't too many names, I get too much ass.
KMG, the number one Mac daddy. Eating chicken like a motherfucker, rolling my caddy. Cold bent to the side, I'm up and slide. Go Mac in the back, 187 to the side. Street pilgrims, pioneering the land. Above the law status, with the gat in my hand. A mind designed like Frank Nitti. Living large on the mic, doing damage for the city. The city of Tonus, which is known as LA. Where the hustlers hustle and the ballers play. We got the dope beats from the homeboy Dre.
And it had to be done out the ruthless way.
187,
what's up?
What do we do at a show?
We wear black on black with the lopes in the Romeo. Start stepping and load my mic weapon. We say it's fitting, you think it's hit.
KMG, he's not as most greatly. Some people like me, most people hate me. In other words, I kick my gear.
Do you be sleeping, KMG?
Nah, I don't drift. I lounge or lay, cause suckers take advantage.
Yo, what do we do to
yo, we're doing damage.
Cause we not punks, fools, sissies, or busters. And the way that we live, it's like hustling. What all the hard heads gain on hard knocks. I started with G's and then I moved the keys. And at this point, my life went with ease. In other words, my pockets was thick. Didn't worry about the feds, I was checking the mint. Full of swoop to Farouk, got dressed to please. Got the crib pimped out so that the bitches flee. I bought a ride.
What kind?
A white Corvette so I can do a ghost move when it's time to check.
When I was 19, I was on my own. Hooked up big connections on my mobile phone. At home, or maybe I'm a person. To clock big G's, I'm definitely soon to live the lifestyle, the luxuries, the freaks, the frills.
Yo, you was living kinda large, huh?
On the real, deals was being made, suckers was being sprayed. Other words, we was getting paid like hustlers.
Cause I got the green light. For the numero uno 87, it must be high.
For now,
let me lay the cards on the table so you can figure out who's weary or stable. I'm maxing, taxing, relaxing, stack G's. Stick back to the facts, that's why I'm cracking with ease. Please, get off the convoy, I think you're confused. When you cross, I told you get tossed and you lose. Now A-B-O-V-E-L-A-W, to some people, yeah, that spells trouble. But we not a group promoting violence. But when it comes to speaking the real, I won't be silent. Speak all reality when I'm on the mic, so you don't have to run and have a stereotype. See, sick of stereotypes will make you dumb. So kick back and listen, yo, to the knowledge is brung.
See, the law has provided me the KMG that's complex with the style, but done easily. Pitch a bitch if I have to, you know why? I'm undercover doing dirt, I'm a hell of a spy.
Now me 187 is a detonator, deadly than a hand grenade. Much harder than a food to fade. Not a 40, not a quart, a six pack. Me, KMG, total cares and go, Mac.
Cause I
flow, my weapon with force. Yeah, I'm never detected, highly respected as a baller, a player or a pimp. Yo, pass me the 40, I commence the dip. A sissy soft sucker with no title. Unplug the machine, 187 is vital. Like a Beretta with a mega clip, with a silencer on it, with a hollow point tip.
But that is our business, on that we won't dwell.
We make records for you to look, listen, and tell.
Tell your mom, tell your friend, tell a fool or a jerk.
Tell our A&G crew it's time to put it to work.
Like hustlers.
About the fake ass truths and how niggas out there wanna play. I take another hit of the wet and then I blast away.
How far, player?
Far enough to go off the edge. I push another nigga off the ledge. So I stumble as I slide to the Chevy. Yeah, my eyes kinda teary and gun kinda heavy. I'm a walking dead man, is what they call me when I'm coming. Got the big ass on my chest, so I'm kinda gunning high. Powered on my way to the west side to check up on some chickens. It's a hell of a drive, so drive on. As I hit my dodo stick to the break of dawn, crime fighting's what I do, and niggas in my crew don't take lightly to you busters. And so we say fuck you, then buck you, tuck you in for the night as you think about the paper at the funeral site. So when I'm hanging with the clique and we in demand, I feel good that the city of angels call me Black Superman.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Crook. Y'all know what it is. King Crook out here, man. Slaughterhouse, COB, all that Shady Records. I want to give a shout out to Microphone Masters. Keep it locked, you know what I'm saying? Dub CNN style. Peace.
Active Productions.
Get him, get him, get him, go get him, get him, get him, get him, go get him, I'ma get these niggas, I don't need my ratchet. All I really need is a beat by Active, and I'ma get him, get him, get him, go get him, yeah. Get him, get him, get him, go get him, yeah. I'ma heat him up, better.
about this, tell me when to get them, where they point them out.
Yo, I crash you hard as vehicular manslaughter. Yo, I'm Eminem, that's Machiavelli and Magna Carta. I'm a psycho, you hear that, nigga? Feel the cold blade of my axe, chillax, nigga. Get him.
I got a punch that'll make a dude lean. Swing on niggas when I'm in a bad mood, mood swings, go.
My flow heavy, period, expect to bleed. Leave you sleeping when I throw words after you catching Z's. Get him.
Black mask, I'm in disguise without flying. Me and my pistol just browsing like we shopping without buying. Go.
It's easy to battle you female rappers, that's it. Because I won the battle as soon as I call you rappers a bitch. Get him.
I got wheel power, yeah, I got a gang of wheel. It keeps me from falling off, call it training wheels, go.
I toe tag these whole bags, then I go brag while I hold my gonads. I'm gon' snap like Kodak, better know that.
Yeah, I'll kick it to your bitch like Taekwondo. Make pussy explode cause my pipe bomb, go.
I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I Dalai Lamas. That mean I'm lifting ratchets, I'm clapping them at your mama. Get em.
Get em, get em, get em, go get em, get em, get em, get em, go get em, I'ma get these niggas, I don't need my ratchet. All I really need is a beat by active and I'ma get em, get em, get em, go get em, yeah. Get em, get em, get em, go get em, yeah. I'ma heat em up, better believe that I'm about this. Tell me when to get em, where they point em out.
I'm deadly with my hands on some MMA shit. I hit you with the paws like you disengage shit, go.
Fine dame, she laying in my bed. Mind game, she playing with my head. Get him.
Y'all niggas shouldn't be getting me wrong, yo. Kill a nigga while he's sitting in his home, yo. Spill a nigga's brain, leaving your memory on a mattress, color memory foam. Go.
I'm sexing your spouse, eating breakfast at your house, watching a regular show. And yes, I'm sitting naked on your couch. Get
him. I never sweat a bitch, homie. Pussy come easy. I'm a long dick, nigga. Make pussy come easy. Go.
You be lucky if I'm fucking your fly chick. The best gift you can give a bitch is my dick. Get him.
I'm finna smash a bitch that's stuck up cause she bad. Yo, bitch jumped up in the air and got stuck up cause she fat. Go.
She said I need help, call for a reverend. She asked why I'm a dog, all dogs go to heaven. Get em.
All I do is kill these niggas, but I break fast or there'll be dinner. Dice is from the LB, nigga, get em, tell me when to go.
If you don't think you in the middle of trouble, spell check. Show him them K's, see he see K's like I spell checks. Get em.
Get em, get em, get em, go get em, get em, get em, get em, go get em, I'ma get these niggas, I don't need my ratchet. All I really need is a beat by active. And I'ma get em, get em, get em, go get em, yeah. Get em, get em, get em, go get em, yeah. I'ma heat em up, better believe that I'm about this. Tell me when to get em, where they point em out, yeah.
Come on,
with a party, yeah. Bottle full of cognac, show me where the hearties at.
you pop it. Drop it like it's hot, mamacita, don't stop it. Love the way you taste from the hot melted chocolate. About to penetrate and knock the block off it. Homer in the offices, I'm fiending for the opposite sex. I can't get off of it, sin in mind. The reason I want your skin in mind. By any means, I make sure I hit the skin in time. Holla at me if you wanna holla back, and I'll leave you walking with a hollow back. Blow your back out like a Mossberg. Blocka, got you screaming, I feel for you like Shaka. Khan, once again, it's on to the crack of dawn. I'm nasty like that, I love it with the lights on. All up in your ass crack, just smoke the fat sack. Got you riding up and down like the NASDAQ. Ayo, aye. Put your hands to the ceiling if you feel it, what I feel.
Come on.
I know you're being, and this is cool. This is why I respect you even more. That you're being very,
right.
very professional about it. But when I think about your track record, when I think of the songs that you've done, like a Black Superman, a California,
right.
OP, Color What
right.
You Want,
right.
Hunter Spokes, all those things. When I think of projects that you have that you put together front to back, I think that your name should be mentioned in that rarefied.
Yeah, but that's just because of how hip hop is. It's like when they do a VH1 countdown of the greatest hip hop songs that ever was made, like Superman's not on the list.
Man,
that lets you know they don't even know who created G-Funk.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or nor do they care. See, that's where you got to start weeding through things. You can't, you know, everyone's not going to be, you know, that's not on people's question list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When everybody talks about it. But at the end of the day, it's the history. You know what I'm saying? So now, does everybody talk about what everybody done in history? No, not usually. It's only a few people get the credit for being this person, or being that person, or being, because they were the guys that got the front shine of it.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't the guys that labored in the lab and was making it. You know what I'm saying? Which is fine. It's not a knock on anything, because the thing about it is that music is influential. So that's okay, but what I don't like in hip-hop is that when people try to tell you the history and tell you who did what, and they don't even know the real history of hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't know who blazed this trail or who blazed that trail. They're just talking about things that were on the charts and things that were popular and things that everybody was talking about. You know? And not the things that made people talk about it, but just the things that they were talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's what becomes tragic in it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm friends with everyone, all of the above, the Snoop Dogs, the Warren G's, the Dr. Dre's, you know, we're business colleagues. So at the end of the day, they, you know, some people have made it right along the way. Some people have corrected it. Some people have just said, hey, you know, it is what it is, you know. But I would like to say this, that I'm very happy to be able to influence a music, and the people that know and respect it, those are the people that, I tip my hat to, you know, because I did do it, and I do, you know, and I do believe in doing the right thing, and I do believe in the right people getting the right credit for what they've done. You know, I don't think that's right,
right.
You know, when you count people out of things and when you don't pay attention to things, especially in a music that has such a, you know, its own life as like hip hop. It's not a school, a structure of music. As young kids got up and decided to do what they wanted to do one morning somewhere in the projects, or, you know, on the block or in the park or wherever they were at, and made a form of music, you know. So it's a free forming thing that we all have to try to protect and tell the history of.
You mentioned telling the history with that. One of the things that came to mind in a partner of mine, his name is Star Saxon, when we've seen the NWA, the Straight Outta Compton movie trailers, and I'm curious, are there any mentions of Above the Law or you and your are in the movie? Are you depicted in there at all?
Now, I haven't seen the movie all the way. Okay. I'm going to see the movie in a couple of days,
okay,
and I can answer that question. But what I've seen of it so far, it looks like a pretty good movie. But, you know, I'm not sure if we're mentioned in the movie or not. I don't even know if they get that detail with it, to be honest with you.
Okay. So, yeah, it's one of those things. It's where it would be hard to tell the story of that without eventually, at some point in that storyline of getting to Above the Law in terms of what was going on with you guys and the
right
you had,
yeah,
and, mm-hmm, and all that. But
exactly, yeah,
yeah. So
yeah,
so,
and, you know, and like I said, I don't really know the angle that the story of that telling. So I don't know. You know, it's a lot of angles that you can go at with movies. So
right,
that's hard to say. You right know, but you know, it leaves room for us to, you know, do our own movie, Living Like Hustlers. It's coming.
Oh, okay. Microphone Masters Radio, yeah, show on DoveCNN.com with the one and only Big Hutch. So tell me about that a little bit. So you said Living Like Hustlers. So with that movie, can you give me a little bit of insight? And also, what do you have going on these days in terms of musically? So go
ahead. First is going to come the book. You know, me and DJ Kaz have to finish the book, and then we're going to do a biopic. You know, we're hoping to try to finish the book by the end of the year and have it out next year, and then start trying to figure out doing the movie. And, you know, since the 25th anniversary of Living Like Hustlers this year,
right,
we're planning on putting out 10 new songs, hopefully by the holidays, and then prep, you know, give you guys prep for the book, and then hopefully next year the biopic will be shooting it, you know. So that's what we're shooting for.
When you're writing the book, how much time do you devote maybe on a daily or weekly basis in terms of to the book, and how what's that process like?
Well, that process is more like an interview process, really.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, you go through your life, and really our biggest hurdle is just trying to figure out what angle we want to take with the book.
Right.
You know, do we want to take the street angle? Do we want to take the music angle? Music in the street, you know. It's kind of like a difficult thing, you know, because in our book it comes from, you know, us linking up together to, you know, up to me and Cavs being incarcerated, up to KMG passing, you know, resting in peace.
Right.
So, you know, and so we're just trying to figure out the angle that we want to take on it, you know, and, you know, our relationship with Easy and Dre, NWA, and, you know, and all that, and, you know, our stand at Death Row, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know. So, you know, it takes a minute, but, you know, we're not really trying to, how can I say this? We're not really trying to, like, give up dirt and slander people's view. We just want to tell the truth about our life,
right?
You know. Not really our focus, so
okay.
It's a timely thing. I mean, we've been going back and forth with it. I would say we've been going back and forth on doing it about the last 12 months, you know.
Okay.
So we're actually going to start sitting down and getting it done this fall. So
okay, I like that.
We got the records. I mean, the records are coming. You know, and then with the book, we're going to drop the 25th anniversary album, and then we're going to do the book, and then with the book, you're going to get 10 new songs as well.
Okay. Because so, I know you dropped
because we done, before KMG passed, we done 27 songs.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. We got some catalog for y'all, so.
So, and I know, and I appreciate the time, man. I wanted a couple other things before I let you go. I know that you know, you being older in hip hop, oftentimes, you know, mm-hmm, your fans are like, you know, my age, and I'm mature. I might not make it out to every, you know, to hit up every nightclub or something like that. But with my
right,
I'm gonna try to hit them up and maybe see those artists that I really like perform. How do you balance, mm-hmm, reaching out to those, let's call them mature fans, with trying to get new fans and just trying to maintain your relevancy in the world of hip hop that often caters
well,
to?
Well, I think one thing to stay relevant with the young crowd, you got to keep making records. So, you know, I keep making records. You know, I got Black Godfather coming out this year, too. So, this is my new album. It's incredible. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you know, it's a little bit of everything you want. So I just keep making records, man, for us young crowd. As far as, you know, our crowd, you know, you follow me, you know, here and there. I do some old school shows. You know, I always try to, you know, feed that, you know me, because that's my, you know, that's who gave me something in the beginning,
right,
you know, and, you know, follow me online, follow me all over, you know, follow me all over the place. And the shows I do are incredible. So, I mean, 100%, man, I give it to you just like it's 1990.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I like
so
it.
So it's definitely a great show, man, you know what I mean? And I love performing first, you know, that's my heart, you know what I mean? So listen, you know, I mean, for the young guys, you know, it's you know, pay attention because that's free. And the next step is going to cost you. For the old guys, hey, it's a blast from the past and a burst of the future. You know.
Okay. I like that. So you know Cole187 on Big Hutch. He's on Twitter at OG Big Hutch, and he's on yeah. Instagram at what was that again? At The Real Cole187.
The Real Cole187.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So you said mm-hmm. Black Godfather. So when it seems like you're staying busy just recording a lot of quality music. So when
yeah, I'm in the lab right now, man.
Okay. All right. Well, shoot. I'm not going to interrupt you from doing some classics, man. So if you take the time, I'm going to have to get you back on the show when you have an opportunity, man. So Cole187 and Big Hutch, listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
You now ended the quest with the Black Triangle. Now you know the reason for the Black Mafia theory. Yes, it has many meanings, but no matter how you define it, it still comes out black. See, it's just a hair trip, so you can call it what you want.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground, but when I'm with the mafia, I'm dropping. And if you're holding, I'll be knocking you. Baby, why not? You shouldn't drop because I'm popular. You crew with the clock, I love to pop it. The cops get shot, they shouldn't try to stop the mafia. Tupac, I pack a punch and pump the trunk. I'm pumping G4, but you can call it what you want. How many times I gotta tell you, don't ignore me. Either be my hoe or hit the door, you're nothing for me. That's why I love to go on tour, G. Stores the hoes behind the door, niggas know it now. I'm sipping on the 40, so you can call it what you want. Just pass the blunt and kick it.
Well, I am the danger, similar to a killer. I romp around the carpet, chop and stop him like Godzilla did Tokyo. Check it as I choke a slow poke, wrap a cap his ass faster than half a pound of coke. The Lord Mother's Day, first and 15, another way of saying it. I got him blitz on trip, but it's okay to get your crew. Cause do I send your team to the showers? And you would do a thing, and I got the Wonder Twin powers. I devour lunch, spit him out. Lunch breaks, I shit him out. Just think, what do you think? This is a threat, just forget about a comeback. You're done, Black C. Cuddy was the stopper. But you'll call me the ender when I chop you with the chopper. Stinger with the stinger, flex the trigger finger. I blow you the bitch and I got every kick out of grabbing a mic and finger. Lyrics with the maximum security crew. I smoke a slip, but I'm not Jamaican. So won't you let a Yankee Doodle do what he has to? Raise my hand and cast her. Hell if I spell, you can't tell, you better ask her. Weatherman, he'll sigh and reply, you should have stayed in the house. Cause money's gonna rain and they'll
put a smoke and grab my food by his throat. And don't let him go, Billy, holla, holla, Billy, go. Now money, beat once said to me,
187, why you wanna be?
Well, I like to clock big G's and hang out all night. I never worry about a bitch, cause he can't tell me shit. Plus, money is a pimp thing.
What?
And see, if you was in my shoes, you'd be doing the same. So don't ever question if I'm a G, I play a hustle. When I'm busting on the mic, I can never be a customer. Now peep, cause when I'm going deep, the only customers getting soaked in the house is the pussy I be. They wanna pop that ding yang. I tell them, sit down, shut up, bitch, and let me kick game.
You
cause
know.
Those always be saying they got it going on. But if they wanna get with a nigga like me, they gotta pay a fee. I am not the no-neck nigga from the planet called Slipper. From the planet Black Mafia, live and breach pips. Yo, go take a sip of the psycho maker. Pips up, hold up, must be a payout.
Now hold up, wait a second.
Nah, I'll fuck you bitches on the last record. Yo, it's like I'm high on a ragamuffin spliff. Me a dope sound, but a man, the myth.
Come
on, they wanna see me fade shit like I did last year. So I post on them, then I coast on them. No, I never had a murder rap. And if they snitch and say that did it, you're bound to get your next time. So there it is, and how it's gonna be. So I pass the joint to my man KM.
Well, you can call it what you want, but if you don't, I'm still a nigga with a pimp strut. Ooh, a macadamia nut. I say, what you wanna work off what you owe? Well, alright, you little silly asshole. Now when you wanna rendezvous and get tramped, give a call to the clinic, ATL of the pimp camp, and see which player is up for the downstroke.
Cause you squeezing, cause you broke.
So toast them hoes like I said before. I fuck four bitches a day and I'm looking for more. Cause scores and scores of hoes be leaving my house like bam. bam, and I'm like, damn. Now my niggas didn't label me the dangerous neighborhood nasty man, cause they know I can. Then you wake up in the morning, I only give you 5 pushes. I'll be out by your garage, away behind the bushes, drinking coffee, smooth waiting to talk, see, like a true hoe gigolo should be. See, I'm a giant and the rest of them are fakers, especially when it comes to the bitches and they money makers. A simp nigga hesitate to diss you trap, but I don't, so he's black mafioso, and call it what you want.
And I don't know what you cast was thinking.
Pay homage, respect.
Must have been crazy.
Or
step up on stage at CMJ, mention my name. I hear these cats, but I ain't listening. A little faint dissing, a little scratch, a little paint missing. But I still gleam and glisten, hot like a stream of pissing. I'm about to have your whole team wishing that you never got this shit started. You about to be dearly departed. You gotta be nearly retarded to let me hear my name mentioned, trying to gain attention. Now I'm running through this game lynching, and I heard a few cats trying to take shots on the low. These XFL rappers trying to fuck with a real pro. One thing, who named y'all the high and the mighty? To me, y'all just sound like a couple of high whiteys. You had to be on mad coke and ecstasy to think for a second you could stand next to me. Look, don't ever again mention my name in your freestyles, or I'll cut off your transmission faster than Lee Miles. And I heard your album, this must be something you knew at, cause I'd rather hear a Lil Wayne, Lil Zane duet. My cell phone stay ringing like a slap in the ear, so I hope y'all don't plan on making rap a career. Cause ever since Hev was in Vernon, I've been burning. Next year, y'all be up at Raucus, interning. And I should've let it known what your government names are, to make sure you take it personal like Gangsta, like motherfuckers. Yeah.
Another one is pointed at your weak ass heart.
And that go for any of you other so-called rap cats in the game.
Acknowledge the rap.
Another fake jack, I slay with my spectacular.
And believe me, I ain't forget about him. Nah.
Pay homage, respect.
Nope.
Acknowledge the rap.
Just you wait. Yo, yeah, I heard of the boogeyman when I was a youth. Scary. Then I found out that he was as fake as a tooth fairy. Since my last mission, this nigga been ass kissing. I took a minute, I gave your single a fast listen. Tell me this, and no pot to pissing, how you dissing? Your group home's about to be reporting you missing. And I don't know what was worse, the track or the verse. I'ma get to your producer, but I'm smacking you first. See, I couldn't even find one nigga that heard of you. I did find a few cats that wanted to murder you, but I told them chill. I let them know you was my son, and I promise I can pay and support to you 21. Consider me the clothes on your back and a warm meal. Who knows, this just might get you a deal. And the day your album go on sale for the first hour, just remember, like Nas, nigga, I gave you power. I figured I'd give you some help, cause you need lots. I make your producer change his name to Speed Knots. Tell him I said fuck him for doing the tracks. Matter of fact, fuck Fat Beats for doing the wax. I'ma dish you via email and then through a fax. I'ma dish you by two-way, I ain't gon' never relax. I'ma dish you over fast, slow track, or no track. If your shit wasn't so whack, I'd dish you to your track. You that little fish that I catch and I throw back. And by the way, get 50 Cent, his flow back. You that cat in the club to get hit with a bottle. Fucking with me, you better off trying to hit Lotto. And don't answer back, cause it's hard shit to follow. And you can't spit, nigga, so you obviously must swallow, motherfucker.
Pay homage, respect.
Yo, yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head.
Yeah.
Another one.
Boogerman, Boogerman, what's wrong?
Acknowledge the rap.
I figure out of everybody, you know better.
Pay,
man, you sound like a fan and everything.
Acknowledge
man, you know
rap.
You was dancing, singing my shit.
Acknowledge the rap.
Back in the day, try to front on me. You should know the student can't fuck with the teacher.
But acknowledge the rap.
I tell you what, after this Fat Beat shit dry up for you, and all this hype I gave you way off.
Acknowledge the rap.
Come see me, I'll make you my hype man. And work on some steps, cause I'ma make you my dancer too. And far as battling go, come on man, I can't earn no stripes battling you. Tell you what, get at me after you sell like one record, and I'll break that ass, nigga. Ever front on me, nigga.
Rap, rap.
What's the deal, man? It's bad luck, man. Down the lane, you already know what it is, man. I'm a microphone master at DubsDNN.com. Straight like that.
With a thug's mentality, on the block getting money somehow. Took a 44 butt and wild out
with the four count,
busting off rounds at the punk cruise. Getting caught up in that fast lifestyle. But tomorrow all my mind's right now. Cross me and I'll put your lights out.
Yo, it's the Bronx ascended. Cuban link with the pun intended. Skip the jokes, if I said it, then I fucking meant it. See, I don't only talk it, I walk it, I represent it. I've been the king in New York before Walker's attempted. It's all authentic, invented by this nigga here. Now I'm back to tax that ass like the fiscal year. Pistol near, just in case I gotta make him disappear. I can see the method to my madness, it's crystal clear. Fear no man, walk like a Conan. Sword in hand, waiting for war so I can go ham. Now these so-called gangsters wanna kiss and hold hands with their skinny jeans on, fucking up the program. I've been spitting fire like Dow Sim ever since G-Rap came to Rock Kim. Where rap kings, the assassinator. Tell them haters I'm gonna win. If
a nickel bag is sold in the park, I want in.
I came up with a bunch of knuckleheads. Worry about nothing, getting drunk instead. Looking for some trouble, better duck the feds. As the 40 ounce of hope eats us the ledge. I kick dirt with a bunch of knuckleheads. Pop crush head, shorty's giving some ahead. Show's lyrics as I curb and see, stomp them dead. Put a billion on my crew, better run the bread.
Knuckleheads.
Fresh out the womb like 8 pounds. Little trouble make a 1988 now. I was 8 years old with a great smile. 8 later neighborhood earthquake that was flowing like the great now. Hoping not to make trial. Jake Duck, middle finger at your fake smile. Fake fuck and the monster that came out. Impact of a train over trade pound. And I trained like a motherfucking greyhound. With the same frown, tank versus blank rounds. Is the cold slaughter boss. Black Irish, the name of the gang pound. And we came foul, but we getting more cruel. Beta sober, crack your face with an old dude. So cold sketch, 100 proof, all crews. We them old fools, ain't got no rules.
I came up with a bunch of knuckleheads. Worry about nothing, getting drunk instead. Looking for some trouble, better duck the feds. As the 40 ounce of old eats, that's the ledge. I kick dirt with a bunch of knuckleheads. Puff push head, shorty's giving some ahead. Show's lyrics as I curb and see, stomp them dead. Put a billion on my crew, better run the bread.
Knuckleheads.
Hello, you have a call from an inmate at Fairfax County Detention Center.
I shoot straight with a weapon that'll mutilate. Fully automatic, not a second to recuperate. Choose your fate, fucking brutal how I'm running through the plate. When Beta Max a rat, you're gonna lose your fate.
Yo, is that King Beta? Yo, run, that is bad.
I shoot straight with a weapon that'll mutilate. Fully automatic, not a second to recuperate. Choose your fate, fucking brutal how I'm running through the plate. When Beta Max a rat, you're gonna lose your fate. Ever since I caught a juvie case, I was on fire, going hard with no regard for right and wrong. Why pretend? I know why they yell at me, I raise hell. Went before the judge with a felony at age 12. Since then, I've been in and out, on and off. In front of men, drop draws, got a squad and call. Popping off, knock them off, commissary stick-ups. Catch them in a blind spot, homie, get that shit up. Perforate a nigga, vertebrae, I never bitched up. Leave his back leaking, will him off, get him stitched up. They hit the block, but the knife gone. Dead in a brick box full of lifelong knuckleheads.
I came up with a bunch of knuckleheads. Worry about nothing, getting drunk instead. Looking for some trouble, better duck the feds. As the 40 ounce of old eats, that's the ledge. I kick dirt with a bunch of knuckleheads. Puff crush head, shorty's giving some ahead. Show's lyrics as I curb and see, stomp them dead. Put a billion on my crew, better run the bread.
Knuckleheads.
I put my heart and my soul in everything I do. And even after all that, people got something to say. I wanna fly away, yeah. And just float in the clouds, have a coke with a smile. Peace of mind sounds so good, ooh, maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Look, what's the meaning of life?
So make as much money as you can, or sit back relaxing on a Sunday with the fam. Well, it don't matter, cause you need the first to have the second. I've been gassing unleaded since an adolescent. Not your average freshman. Got wisdom of an OG, even though I graduated class of 11. You know my style, you know I style. I'm the fucking dope white rapper poster child. They ask me what's wrong, like I'm supposed to smile. Man, I just suffer shit that shouldn't be spoke about. Back home friends treat me like Oprah now, expecting free shit like I'm the one that's holding out. I made this merch for y'all. Man, the shirts go for 20. If you can't afford that, you either broke or you bum me, or you just don't love me like you say you do. And that's some fake shit, I'ma sit and pray for you. See, I don't care about fame, I make art for the love. Cause if money was the motive, I'd rather sell drugs and get straight to the point. I roll an eighth in a joint like that motherfucker, take it to the face like some ointment. Everything I ever said, I ain't hating, man, get your bread. The club going up on Instagram, but I'ma hit the studio instead. Cause I put my heart and my soul in everything I do. And even after all that, people got something to say. I wanna fly away, yeah. And just float in the clouds, have a coke with a smile. Peace of mind sounds so good, ooh, maybe one day. Hey, maybe one day. Look, I don't care what none of y'all say or what none of y'all pay to get y'all weak ass songs on the fucking front page or whatever publication. Cause they the same ones that underrate him. These bloggers take under the table payments from these rappers that couldn't get on otherwise. Y'all the regulars, we them other guys. And y'all still wonder why nobody show you love when they see you in streets. If you a real one, then repeat after me. Look, thou shall not do fuck shit in front of Nick D's. Boo me on stage, they be trying Eminem me. But all that shit gon' stop when I pull up in that M3. Hey, y'all sick to your stomach like that motherfucker empty with a shot of liquor. They trace my style like they got a stencil. All based off the fact that I got potential. In all honesty, I damage you guys. The style got mad flavor like animal fries, you motherfucker.
I put my heart and my soul in everything I do. And even after all that, people got something to say. Fly away, yeah. And just float in the clouds, have a coke with a smile. Peace of mind sounds so good. Ooh, maybe one day. Maybe one day.
All my life I've been chasing a rainbow. See, the difference is I know where the pot of gold is now. It's in a safe deposit box in the Provident National Bank. And you and me got the key.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Could have had Cole187 him on for an extended period of time, even longer than that, but I appreciate his time. So real quick, make sure you hit up. If there's anybody that you wanted to chop it up with, hit us up. Let us know. You can hit up the show, mm@dubcnn.com. Again, that's mm@dubcnn.com. Twitter is @MikeMastersRadio, M-I-C Masters Radio. And Instagram is Microphone Masters. Facebook is facebook.com/MicrophoneMastersRadio. Again, you can follow the host at Javon Love, J-A-V-O-N-L-U-V, at Rich Nix. Star Saxon is 2 R's and 3 X's, and at Is That Blaze Rock. So right now we're going to get into a couple joints real quick, and we're going to head out with some last words. So we got Keith Murray featuring Blaze Rock, All Hail. I know Blaze Rock probably remembers this one. Then we got Cash Bills. It's called Voodoo Child. So we got Keith Murray featuring Blaze Rock, and we got Cash Bills. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Y'all niggas out here lying and bragging. I go about it like Bruce Lee and Enter the Dragon with a rhyme vendetta. Sick and do whoever, whatever, whatever. All y'all heads going sever. Each line merciful, but a murky too. Destroy the Illuminati, intrigue is certain. Keith Murray is the antidote. L.O.D. when I step into place. Hit y'all niggas off with the poker face. I blaze, I rock, I bomb atomic. And beat a nigga with bats into his ass vomit. That squad, all man, we so forceful. Come through in the force, nuclear holocaust. You was the live Gemini, and I take to the street. And oh yeah, that nigga Scorpio, he did the beat. So don't try to play me or erase me. Cause you know one day you gon' have to
face me.
Then what?
Episodes of bad dreams I've been taking through. Chop your face off, then hand it back to you. Never believe a story ever told by my victims. My metaphors, pits, and all cats, I sick them.
Get them.
Keep every rep this shit hard as hell. So when I come through, all y'all niggas hell.
Bow down in the presence of greatness. Amongst rulers and kings, it's here a straight sect. Try to oppose, you fail. Go toe to toe, you frail. Legion of doom, lower the boom. All hail. Bow down in the presence of greatness. Amongst rulers and kings, it's here a straight sect. Try to oppose, you fail. Go toe to toe, you frail. Legion of doom, lower the boom. All hail. And it cockspits are microscopic. When I walk, I stomp kids, leave them a shell in a cockpit. Off the top rope with a drop kick. Rock is obnoxious, bastard smashing you with a cinder block. It's a lose-lose equation. I lose my patience and your doctor loses a patient. 44 calibers and waves of bullets. You only hear the boom when I pull it. You goofy gooses can't duck duck a full clip. Seconds or less, they dissect in your chest. Birdcage MCs, I will empty the nest. I command respect to within inch of your death. Then polish you off, cause your purpose has finally been addressed directly and undeniably. I'm fiery, there is no defying me. Smother your existence and demonstrate what dying means. Go ahead and try and leave. Blaze rock, cobra clutch, dust you like Finn Cycle. Bow down in the presence of greatness. Amongst rulers and kings, it's just a straight set. Try to oppose, you fail. Go toe to toe, you frail. Legion of doom, lower the boom. All hail. Bow down in the presence of greatness. Amongst rulers and kings, it's just a straight set. Try to oppose, you fail. Go toe to toe, you frail. Legion of doom.
All hell, and I ain't talking about icy rain. But this knife and this chain slice my impolite slang in your right brain. The one man riot came to ignite an entire game. Kamikaze fighter plane, powder slip inside my frame. So when your pearls harboring herds of disturbed bombers with nerves that a curl summer submerged in her water. Then take a deep pool and relieve the shit swole. A beast from the fiend who convened with street wolves. So get your money up, my avatars flooded up from challenge jaws running up with their hand on some buddy stuff. But I don't shake bombs, I palm shakes and napalm to the face like straight ball hits for the half baseball. Got on the couch, it's a suicidal title bout. I'm here for the final ounce, this year's been an idle drought. I take angry bears by the napalm, drag them through the state fan, pelling them with cage stands.
Bow down in the presence of greatness. Amongst rulers and kings, it's just a straight set. Try to oppose, you fail, go toe to toe, you frail. Legion of doom, lower the boom. All hail. Bow down in the presence of greatness. Amongst rulers and kings, it's just a straight set. Try to oppose, you fail, go toe to toe, you frail. Legion of doom, lower the boom. All hail.
Hand selected to help solidify this track. I'm a nuclear holocaust, the bomb strapped to my back. Granite conqueror, invisible monster. When I speak, the heavens shake. See, I'm that dude that bench presses tidal waves. Continents will be erased. I'm a problem. On any battlefield, I'm as deadly as 300 Spartans. A mythological figure is what I once was. Now I've morphed into the form of a prophet. But none of what I do is ever done so I can turn a profit. I'm far from the norm. Rocking with the mad matador of metaphors. I'm the catastrophic conquistador of cuneiform. The phenomenal, the most incredible. My style is your nourishment, so believe me when I tell you that it's edible. My flow, impeccable. And due to this fact, I've got Poseidon on my side. So when I backstroke the Aegean, all that I'm gazing upon is eternal sunshine.
Hair all over the pillow, nigga, your chicken bone. What I do, can't leave the dick alone. Pop a leg, but holding the gun, boy. You green about shit where I'm from, boy. The drum noise, no coys. If fishing for bad luck, they know I got the juice like trash trucks get blast up. Beat cuts when I'm smoking cigars. The black beetle, sharp as a needle, still poking your dog. Name a part of the game that I ain't mastered yet. Bitch, I'm the goat like the head on the Baphomet. Cash and checks, I'm out with the money. Get your beat cone, shit, I'm out with the honeys. I'm out with the bunnies. The modern day UF, they fucking up the game, need more coke. Just a new reps. I'm on the edge and might jump in two steps. This old bird like Goldberg, who's next? Globe trot and just respect my handle. I put your lights out, I'll show you what Burns can do. Black bags keep heaters in my session. Stand in, get your ass ripped to dissection. My aggression stems from not having shit. I fuck with Crips in the hats like a magic trick. Nobody fathered the flow, a true bastard kid. Watching a truth commercial with a pack of cigs. Snatch your rib, let the guard create. Old hoes want cash back like a rebate. But I'm a cheapskate, fuck your four wheels. Morpheus feeling glorious on four pills. Sales on the beef tartare, that's a raw deal. How you niggas talking greasy to a oil spill? Batteries not included, but the toy still. Ask about him and that boy real voodoo
I'm
child.
I'm standing on top of the mountain. I got balls coming out of my head.
I'm standing on top of the mountain. I got balls coming out of my head. Yeah, voodoo child.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So we have come to the end of another great episode. And before, as you know, we always do, we got to leave with some last words. So before we get to the fellas, I want to just say my last words. I think I'm really starting to copy and paste Blaze Rock. I'm just feeling blessed. No, nothing really to really complain about or any big last words. So I just wanted to, I will say this on the heels of the shooting that happened just a couple days ago with the gentleman in the South. It's amazing how I think people have become so desensitized to the violence. And I think that if nothing else from having a black president or maybe just from all the stuff that you see, it's kind of like when kids get desensitized to seeing women or sex because they see it so much on television and in videos and all that stuff. I think there's just a genuine lack of non-surprise and just a kind of almost like a shrug of shoulders when in the news or with people in general. And I think that's a little bit disheartening. But so that's my last words, fellas. It's up to you.
Yo, I'm going to jump in real quick before it starts hacking. I'm going to say my last word is straight up, I got to get back out here and in the 118,000 degree heat.
Word.
I got to get back on my running, my walking, et cetera. Man, because I'm going to say right now, just so everybody knows or whatever, you know, I got married in November. And, man, in November, I think I weighed like 280. Man, cupcaking and chilling and shit and loving and shit and being happy and husbandly and all that shit. Man, I put that all that weight that I lost right back on like a motherfucker. So I'm saying my words, which are good words, it's good to be able to have cupcaking during this period of time, but god damn. It's very much so time to get on that get right real quick, like.
All right, we got some 5Ks coming up. We're gonna have to take care.
Hey, I know it, man. I know it.
Hey, you know it. And real quick before we get to Star Saxon with my new job role and everything, I'm having to get up at like 2 and 3, and I'm getting up earlier so I can get my run in. Because if I don't get my run in, I'm not gonna do it when I come home. So I'm getting up and getting a little mile and a quarter in before I hit, you know, get up into work and everything. So Star Saxon.
Yo, man, I got a couple of last words because I've been fucking absent the last couple of episodes. I'm going to make it quick. Word number one, I got to apologize to Chris Rock. Usually his movies ain't that fucking funny, but I had an opportunity to take a look at his recent movie from last year called Top 5,
yeah,
starring Rosario Dawson. Hey, man, I'm telling all y'all out there, man, that shit is funny as fuck.
Yep.
Chris Rock, Rosario Dawson, is called Top 5. Peep it. Number two. Hey, man, I'm a UCLA Bruins fan. I got to tell people some dirty shit that went down today. My nigga Puffy got in a fight with the UCLA fitness and training coach. I think he's locked up at UCLA right now on assault with a deadly weapon charge.
I saw that.
I guess dude was yelling at his kid a little too much. I don't know. I got to do a little bit more investigation before I start throwing some gems in my mouth on that one. All I know is Puffy fucked somebody up, quote, allegedly. And my man's up at the belly of the beast over at Westwood right now. And my last one, regarding the shooting in South Carolina, I'm going to just sum it up like this, dude. I am one of these desensitized motherfuckers, dude. Obviously, all white people are not crazy. Just white people named Dylan. America will be much safer and better off if white America quit naming their young men Dylan. Wasn't one of the fucking shooters from Columbine named Dylan? Look it up, man. Look it up, man. This motherfucker last week, motherfucker's name is Dylan. Look, if you want to be Caucasian and name your kid Dylan and teach him racist shit, look, dude, you're just not doing the country a good service, dude. Just stop naming crazy white kids Dylan. I think we're going to be okay. That's all I got to say, man.
And on that note, we're going to leave with Living Legends. It's called After Hours. And until next time, You know, this is on behalf of Star Saxon, on behalf of Blaze Rock, on behalf of Rhythmix. I am Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Until next time, Ayukin!
Oh, man. It's light as fuck. The sun is coming out. It's a long-ass night. But I feel good. I really give a fuck what you think. You can judge me till your face turn pink. Just rip the show when we did what you can't. Luck and I'm drunk and I'm far in the paint. I'm in Prague, she's in awe. Never really seen a black man with charm. Hopped in the cab and we off to the bar on the other side of town where the drinks come strong. 5 in the morning, I know the night young but she yawning. Took her to the tail, let her feel what she want. And I know I did it big, I could tell by her moaning. In the morning, in the morning.
I knew this could get all crazy, but you made it from the hating. I know. Girl, you all up in my mind. I just wanna see you grow shining. Let's go.
I'm taking a long ass flight overseas. Sleeping on the plane until I reach Germany. Tiny group of people in Berlin, they heard of me. Stepping on stage to murder shit around 3. Stinky motherfuckers usually surround me. But I don't clown, they got love for my sound. They wanna see a party go down with a cigarette burning past a filter degrees. In a club, hot mic fees. They hop like fleas when they feel the energy. They got the pot white tees, but they love Lil Me. They love a Lil Me.
I'm on the west side of town, a tiny little spot where it all goes down. A black new world in the bottom of the village. The cute little girls with they black bottom vintage. High heel boots and they sipping. $2 Cabernet, Duke joint spinning. Late night nigga cabaret never ending. Lindy hopping to newbie bopping. And fools be stopping through fitted. Wonder where it was, better get it. Or holla at Diallo if you with it. That's my nigga.
Yeah, it was a foreign exchange like Tang and them. Eating Mickey D's breakfast at 6 a.m. Ain't nothing fly than a Japanese sunrise. I wasn't just trying to hit it like some guys. Hash browns, hot cakes, and I clean my plate. I can't count on the bullshit that I done ate. She told me that she spoke English and I said great. Grabbed her hand out the club and I said let's skate. Man, this life's so special. When the stress and the strife try to test you, DUI and they try to arrest you. If you faded coming home from the club, God bless you.
I knew things could get all crazy, but you made it from the hating. I know. Girl, you all up in my mind. I just wanna see you grow shining. Let's go.
I had a party at my house tonight. Every girl that came through looked tight. All the homies had fun, there's no need to fight. So much drink and weed to keep us high as a kite.
Now the sun is coming out to chase the night away.
If you listen really close, you can still hear the DJ play.
She was beautiful, I hung on every single word she said.
Like, let's get close, there's no time to wait. My niggas ain't gotta go home, but y'all sure can't stay.
Good music for the grown and sexy. My lady and I, two of the best seats. But we ain't sitting down, we in step, see. Big booty up close, press to me. I grab her waist and I smell her perfume. Jill Scott keeps singing her tune. Full moon and it's feeling real now. Babysitter, 1 o'clock and we still out. Blow the joint, breathe the air, hit a detour. No one can see us in this lot, you could be sure. Make it hot, get the window steamy. Car rocking is great to be me.
I knew things could get all crazy, but you made it from the hating. I know. Girl, you all up in my mind. I just wanna see you go shining. Let's go.
Let's go.
We can fly to Galapagos, swim in the aqua coast, rolling in sands, hand in hands, let me hold you close. Sip on some wine and toast, down the short lines and posts, living the dream, now I mean we be doing the most. You the one that I chose, rub you down to your toes, let's see how far this goes, under the cosmos. Two searching souls, where it ends, only God knows, but they for sure, I want you in my tomorrows. Yeah, and all them days after that, I'll be your Romeo, you'll be my Juliet. And if you with me, holla back, baby. Yeah, if you with me, where you at? Let's go.
And I wanna dedicate this to my senior, my main man on the boards, and to everybody that's coming home. And it's really too early to go to sleep, and it's too late to call it a late night creep. Take your ass to the house before noon, cause then you're crazy. And use a condom. And if you go to jail, call your mama, cause don't nobody else give a fuck about you. Peace. Oh, remember the wild and the cabbage patch? Did you used to do that like that?
Yeah.
boss don't get fired. Living legends. We invented fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're the best in the world. I feel the breast of your girl. Yeah. This is for when you like 6 a.m., I told you, and the furniture was all white and plastic, and you talking to a girl you have no business talking to, and she's too fine, and you ain't never talked to a girl that fine before. Tell her that you know me, and it'll be all good. I'm just talking, my scene. You can cut me off anytime.
Let's go.
And we out. Bye. I always wanted to say that. Peace. And we out. I wanna give a shout out to Baby Rio, to Annie Khan, to all the hipsters. That shirt cost $60 and you just spilled ketchup on it. Don't that suck? Now it's really limited edition, you asshole. If you come to my neighborhood, we beat your motherfucking ass. That's alright. You driving your mama's Lexus. What's up? What's up? I suck my dick. And that's how it goes in the streets. I love you, man. But we gotta clown, man. We gotta have fun, man. What's life if it's not fun? What's he gonna do, man? It's 6 a.m. You still high off cocaine, man. You shouldn't do hard drugs, man. You know what I'm saying? Do drugs that are harder than you. If you a soft motherfucker, you should do hard drugs. How about that? Because the hangover in the morning is gonna beat your ass. That's the problem. Shout out to everybody who was drinking Hennessy all night. All you dumb motherfuckers that bought that Ace of Spades champagne because Jay-Z put it in his new video. How about that? How about you have a mind of your own, man? If you get pulled over, like I said before, you're going to jail, but it's alright. And if you downloaded this for free, you're never gonna get laid again. Like Monsignor. Monsignor, when's the last time you got some pussy? And if it's 6 a.m. and you just called a girl that got a baby in yours, and you gonna go have sex with the baby sleeping in the bed next to you, you're scandalous. But it's a way of life, you know what I'm saying? Look, to all the Mexican homies headed to King Taco in East LA, I'ma see you out there. Bring your little sister, cause I wanna get her pregnant. Arato, eh? Vámonos, pues.